Haftarah for Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach Tov Shin Ayin. Redemption and love of Hashem. I have to understand if there's anything special about Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach, or it just happens to be another day of Chol HaMoed that connects the first day of Pesach, where we left Egypt, and the seventh day, where the Geula was culminated with the drowning of the Egyptians. According to at least one opinion, we left Egypt on Thursday and traveled Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos was the third day out of Egypt, and that's the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to turn around and to go back towards Egypt. And the Mechilta says that Paro should not say that we're running away, and the Chizkuni adds that we shouldn't look like liars, where when we left Egypt on the first day of Pesach, Paro said, go as you said, that you're going 3 days in the desert to sacrifice to Hashem, and seemingly that after that they were supposed to come back. So in order that we shouldn't look like liars, on the third day HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to turn around and to travel back towards Egypt. And the purpose of these 3 days in the desert was lizboach l'Hashem, and to celebrate and to sacrifice to Hashem. And the purpose of a sacrifice is to get closer to the Ribono Shel Olam. And therefore, this third day was a day of love, of bonding with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is what love is, and seeing not only the strong hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they saw the first day, but to see the tremendous love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had for them. Until this time, it says, Vayihi b'shalach paro es ha'am, that it was Loshen Tsar. There was something here that was negative, insofar that it appeared that Paro sent us, and not so much that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim with tremendous love. And therefore, because we didn't see that tremendous bonding, God didn't take us the short route towards the land of Plishtim, because we didn't have that tremendous love yet that would prevent us from returning to Egypt. And therefore, Vayasev Elokim Esa'am Derech HaMidbar, that we should see God took us around to the desert, see all the miracles of how He provided for all our needs, the man and the slav, and in that way we would build up this tremendous bond of love. And that's why it says that Moshe took the bones of Yosef, that we should realize that Yosef already prophesied that God would redeem us. Pakod Yivkod Elokim Eschem, we should take His bones with us. It was obvious that it was God's taking us out of Egypt and not Paro sending us away. And that's why right after that it says, Vashem Holech Lefneim Yomam, God showed His tremendous love for us by guiding us with a pillar of fire at night and a cloud in the daytime. And the Midrashim say that the idea of Yomam Valayla, that they could go day and night, hinted to two things. One, to creation, where it again says day and night. And the second to the Torah, im lo brisi yomam v'layla, if it's not from my covenant, day and night. And the Rambam says these are two things that bring a person to love of God, when he contemplates creation and when he learns Torah. And the Rambam also says that in Perek Yud of Hilchas Tshuva, Halacha Gimel and Halacha Yud, that the idea of love of Hashem is where a person is so obsessed with the love constantly that he is willing to give up everything. Can't eat, he can't drink, he can't sleep, can't think about anything else except his love. And that is what the Torah demands of our love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'chol levavach, b'chol nafshach, b'chol moldech, even if we have to give up everything. The Ravid says there's another idea of this idea of shoge tamid, that it brings a person to sing. And that's what happened on the third day, which happened to be Shabbos. Shabbos is a time of love. That's why when Yontif falls on Shabbos, we add the word bi'ahava, which we don't say on a weekday. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said they should go back to give up everything, even give up their freedom, because of their tremendous love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Paro mocked us and said the people are perplexed, they don't know where they're going. And that's also an aspect of love of Hashem, that if a person loves Hashem enough, he doesn't care if anybody scoffs or mocks him or scorns him for serving Hashem. He loves Hashem so much that he doesn't take those things in consideration at all. And beyond that, love is also that the main thing is that God's name should be beloved and honored by others. And that's what was the purpose of going back, that Paro will pursue us, the Kovda Befaro V'Cholchelo, and God will be honored through what he does to Paro, and the Egyptians will know that there's a God. And therefore, they reached a level on that Shabbos of tremendous love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and willing to do whatever and be the target of scorn and derision. And eventually it also led them to sing the song at the Red Sea, which is also the expression of this obsession with love of Hashem that brings a person to sing. And that's why we read Shir HaShirim on Chol HaMoed Pesach, because it includes all the things that bring a person to love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, Shabbos Chol HaMoed is not just merely another day linking the first and seventh days of Pesach, but it introduces this concept of total love for the Rabbanu Shalom, obsession with that love, in preparation for Kriyas Yamsif.